Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to have you here. Happy New Year, everybody. And somebody that I'm excited about the opportunity to ring in the new year with is our good friend Julie Linzer-Kirk. Julie is an entrepreneur herself, very successful entrepreneur, having founded and grown a business to the point where somebody else wanted it more than she did, and so she was able to make that transaction happen, and now she's an award-winning entrepreneur. She's a speaker, a trainer, a mentor to businesses. She is a mom. She has two beautiful daughters, and she is also an author. She's the author of The Parentpreneur Edge, What Parenting Teaches Us About Building a Successful Business. Julie Linzer-Kirk, welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jim. You too.
It's good to have you back, Julie. Let's talk about 2009 for a second. I want to talk about the family and the family business in 2009 in a little bit, but let's just talk about, I'd like to get your thoughts on 2009 as what I've been seeing about it lately, Julie, is that 2009 is going to be the year that we pay for a lot of the things that went wrong in 2008. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. And of course, you know, it wasn't necessarily our fault.
Right.
When I look at what's going on in the economy, you know, small business, we've been doing the right thing.
Exactly.
There's just been a lot of other things that are going wrong that we have no control over. So I think it's a good time to really focus on those things that you do have control over. And actually, I had a friend of mine who, her business is a great example of what's happening and what you got to do. She had a very large client that they were going through. They renegotiated their contract for the new year, and this new client was probably 60 to 70% of her business.
Wow.
Yeah. And,
that's
and,
dangerous.
And, of course, any small business, that's not a wise thing to do, and she's working on diversifying. And but this client came back and said, first they said, we're going to completely, you know, get rid of your contract.
Huh.
And
that was recently?
That was like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came back and said, okay, well, we're not going to get rid of it, but we are going to cut it by about 50%. And, you know, Jim, the thing about this woman is that, number one, she's really smart. And she looked at that and she said, okay, you know, this is not the end of the world. I still really believe in my business.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control this client, but here's what I can do. I can look at, this gives me an opportunity to almost start from scratch and say, all right, here's the work that we have. What do I need to look like my business to support this work and to continue mm-hmm. to look for new opportunities? And she's really looking at this as an opportunity to kind of go, okay, well, you know, maybe we didn't need to grow here. Maybe we didn't need to do this. We can cut that. She's mm-hmm. cutting back, leaning her staff, getting lean and mean for
right.
the new year. And I'm not suggesting that everybody's going to have to necessarily cut back their staff.
Well, everybody has to deal with reality, though.
Right, right. But it gives you an opportunity to look and say, okay, what do I really need to be doing right here? And quit mm-hmm. wasting your time and money on things that either aren't working or that are not value-added to your business or your customer's business.
One of the biggest mistakes and is that people are going to make right now, Julie, and this is why I'm, Julie, it's my nature to be upbeat, to be a pathological optimist, to say, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, we can do this. But I also have been around. This isn't my first goat roping, Julie. My first recession was in 1969, so I've been around a lot of these. I know what these look like, and I think the biggest mistake that we could make is to be in denial about where things really are and to not take the steps, to wait too long. The people who aren't going to make it, who aren't going to be in business 1 year from today, are the ones who take too long to take action. What do you think?
I agree. But I think the other mistake that people make is by, you know, pulling back too far and stopping to market their business.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't become a caveman.
No, you can't stuff your money under a mattress right now. That's not the thing to do. And you cannot lose touch with your customers.
Yep.
Because they're going to help you. You know, you really need to get inside what's going on with your customers, what are they going through, and how can you help them and continue to provide them what they need? Because that's really the secret of any small business anyway, or any business, is really honing in on what do my customers need and want, and what are they willing to pay for. Right now it's not going to be as much as it was last year or the year before. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to pay for anything.
That's right. And, you know, my advice to that young lady that you were talking about is something I've actually done myself. And if somebody comes to you and says, okay, we're going to cut you back significantly, then you just keep your chin up and say, okay, I understand. People have to do that. This is fine. I'll make adjustments too. But in the meantime, what can I do to help you? And never, mm-hmm. ever leave that customer. Never let them think that what the news they gave you got you down.
Right.
And say to them, you know what? I'll have you, if I have my way, I'm going to help you to the point where you and I'll be doing the same business that we were in a few months or in a year or so. And that's the kind of attitude these customers want to hear from you, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. And that's one thing that she did is I mean, you know, I'll be honest, she it was really tough for her. It was a kick in the gut.
Yep.
And we've all had those in business. If you're in business
yep.
long enough, you'll get kicked
It'll
in the
happen.
Gut. Yeah. But she didn't let that show to her client. You know, I mean, I'm a good friend of hers, and so when I showed up, she had tears in her eyes. But the client never saw that. The client never saw her waver.
Mm-hmm.
Very upbeat. Okay, you know, it happens. Don't take it personally.
Right. But see, if she can do it that way, if she can pull that off, you and I both know that customer is going to come back.
Right, right.
And they're going to need whatever they once needed from her, they're going to need again.
Right.
And she could be surprised, just as she was surprised a month ago. In 4 months, 6 months, she could get another phone call that says, hey, we're ready to ramp back up again. This isn't as bad as we thought it was going to be.
Right, right. And this is bigger than it was before, perhaps. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe over time.
And the reason I think that could happen to a lot of people, Julie, is I think a lot of these big companies are overreacting in their cutbacks. What do you think?
I totally agree.
I don't blame them. I'm not telling them they're doing anything wrong, but I think they're overreacting for their own security.
Right, right. I mean, you know, the job layoffs are real.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. I think it's going to settle down.
And when it settles down, they see what the real damage is. I think it's going to kick back in. That's going to be in the second half, though. It's not going to be in the first half. We got to pay for some stuff the first half of 09. Quick break. Julie Linzer-Kirk is our guest. Her book is called The Parentpreneur Edge. She and I will be right back, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Clapton bringing us back. Happy New Year, everybody. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the mothership. That's where you can click from there to find our blog. You can go there to find our knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead, on and on. Lots and lots of stuff there. Hope you'll check all that out, including all the different ways you can listen to the show. Julie Linzer-Kirk is represented there with the work that she's deposited with us over the years, like the outstanding interview and visit we're having today. She's given us some great information, some great inspiration. Her book is called The Parentpreneur Edge. And Julie, give us the website where we can find you, please.
That's easy, Jim. It's julielenzerkirk.com, JulieLenzerKirk.com.
All right, so julielenzerkirk.com. They can find your book there.
Absolutely.
And what else?
All kinds of information about our boot in the butt camps.
All right. I like that. Boot in the butt camps.
That's right.
I love that. Way to go. Julie, let's talk about the person, the family, the human beings inside these companies for a second. I've got this thing that I've been talking about now for many, many years, almost 20 years, that I've been telling entrepreneurs when I was a consultant, and I've been doing it since I've been on my show. And that's this attitude about that you should have when things are tough. One time, many years ago, one of my clients, one of my corporate CEOs, came in, just walked into my office one day and unannounced to sit down just walked all the way into my office and sit down in the chair across my desk. And I said, "Well, hello, how are you?" And he said, "Can I just sit here for a while?" And I said, "Well, sure. What's going on?" He said, "I'm going to lose my business."
Mm.
And so I went around and sat down beside him, and he started talking a little bit about it. And I said, "Wait a minute, let me ask you a question. How are your kids?" He said, he looked at me weird, and he kept talking. I said, wait a minute, how are your kids? He said, "I'm about to lose my business, and you're asking me about my kids. What do you do?" I said, "How are your kids?" He said, "They're fine. Why are you asking me that?" I said, "Let me ask you one more question. Does anything else really matter?"
Right.
He took a deep breath and kind of slumped in his chair, and he said, "You know what? You're right." I said, "Everything else is baloney if your kids are okay."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "So now that we got things in perspective, let's deal with your problem."
Right.
What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful thing about being the privilege of being a parent and having your own business is that your kids, sometimes it takes somebody like you to remind us, but they really help you keep things in perspective.
Well, but it could be your health. It could be your soul.
Yeah.
It could be your spirit. It could be your friends. It could be whatever. As much as we love our businesses, as important as they are, and they are important because they feed the body and the mind and the soul and provide jobs for other people, and they are important things in our lives, but they are not the most important.
No.
On the hierarchy of priorities, it's not on top.
No. And that's where you have to kind of step back and look at it objectively. And that gets really hard when you're so caught up in it. But, you know, Jim, it's very much like our kids. You know, we have to have some type of a little bit of a separation. We cannot be completely and totally taking responsibility for absolutely everything, especially as our kids get older. And this is what I'm learning is my daughters are in their teens and just starting out in their teens. And they're old enough now to start making some of their own decisions. And they're not always going to make the decision that I would make. And
and as teenagers, get ready because
I know.
Get ready.
and it's not that
I can tell you right now, the boys they're going to marry already aren't good enough for them.
Right.
You know that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Nobody, even the boys that they talk to over.
Exactly. No, they're not. They're not good enough. I don't know who he is, but he's not good enough.
Yeah. But they're going to make their own decisions, and it's not that I didn't teach them how to make the right decision. It's that they're their own person.
That's exactly right.
And sometimes they're going to make decisions in just to spite me.
No, that's the thing. You've got to, with your kids, the most important thing you can do is help them become good decision makers.
Right. And let them go and let them make some decisions that you wouldn't make and deal with the consequences and be there to catch them when they fall. And you know, Jim, it's really interesting. When I cashed out of my business in 2005, I realized that my business had become too much of my identity. And that's a very, very painful separation. So even though this was a voluntary separation, and this is to all those people out there who are having to make these types of difficult decisions right now, I realized that my business was not me. It was something that I did. It was not who I was. And that's a very difficult thing when you get so ingrained in your business, like we do.
And our wealth is not who we are. Our net worth is not who we are.
Exactly.
Our money is not. Our house is not who we are.
No, it's something we have. It's something we do. It's not who we are.
Yeah.
And I
like to think about, you know, if you ask somebody, if you're standing outside your house and it's burning down, are you upset? Oh, yeah, I'm upset.
Oh, yeah.
If you're standing outside your house with all your family around you safe and sound, watching your house burn that you just came out of, how do you feel? He says, "What house? Who cares about the house?"
Yeah. It's not the end of the world.
That's
you
right.
can rebuild. And as human beings, I mean, we get, you know, the gift of a new day.
That's right. And a new year, 2009. And I want you and me to have a good one together, Julie Linzer-Kirk. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Let's have a good 2009 together. Julie Linzer-Kirk, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of that name. You'll find her. Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.